The other enemy that John seeks to defeat in the gospel that he writes is the enemy known as fear. We are told in verses 42 and 43 that yet at the same time, many even among the leaders believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they would not confess their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. They loved the praise from men more than praise from God. Many of the leaders believed in Jesus as God's messenger, and they believed in his message. They had heard his words and they had seen his miracles, yet they placed their love for the praise from men above their love for the praise from God. Their desire for human praise prevented them from running the risk of losing their prominent positions in the synagogue. Let me make another confession to you tonight. As an imperfect messenger of God, I can wholly identify with the fear expressed among the synagogue leaders. As an imperfect messenger, I have to constantly struggle with my own personal ego needs for human praise. Each time I am called upon to stand in the synagogue as a messenger, I struggle with preaching that which I know is popular versus that which I know is prophetic. Other messengers may agree with me that each time we mount the pulpit as messengers, we wrestle with the fear of saying one word, one phrase, or one statement that may get us immediately expelled from the synagogue. You are only as great as your last sermon.